Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to cover two different topics. The first one is the backlash from a BBC article where young anonymous lesbian women say they're being coerced into having sex with trans lesbians. Boo friggity who. They say that they're being pressured by friends and lovers with threats of violence and sexual assault if they don't sleep with those trans women. I spoke about this before, that 50% of men in our society only have access to roughly 5% of the homeliest looking women. So as a result, many of them might actually become trans. Also, with regards to lesbians, they started an online campaign to help them share their story and promote it as a problem. The leftists are starting to eat each other both in and out of the bedroom. At least some of them are. The problem is that no matter how hard you try to make everyone the same to create unity and equality, humans end up with differences. The only unity can come from disharmony, where we all have freedom to follow our own beliefs and take our own actions. But the left doesn't like that. So now there's infighting in the LGBTQLMNOP community, and this is why religions go to war with other religions and different sects. In this case, social justice warriors disagree on what they should be worshipping at the Church of Woke. The only solution for our differences is to find some other common identity not based on sex, race, financial status, sexual orientation, etc., and use that to bring us together instead. That BBC opinion piece talks about two lesbian women that were assaulted by a trans woman at a university, and were targeted because they were lesbians. The problem, of course, is that most of the left says that trans women are women, so therefore genetically lesbian women should be attracted to them. I've said before that if you're one of the 50% of men in the lower tier of guys and only have access to 5% of women out there, the homeliest of the species, then you can gain access to better looking women by taking hormones and getting implants. 30% of men right now aren't getting any relationships or attention from women. I wouldn't be surprised if many guys are resorting to this sort of behavior to gain access to the velvet vajayjay. The second topic I'll discuss after that is a video from someone named Jillian that wanted me to expand my content beyond female nature. I'll read his comments in the second half and pipe in. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with Orange Man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to incel men dressing up as women and shaming lesbians to sleep with them clown world show. I can understand why some men might play the part of turning himself into a passable female to get attention from women that he might never get. There are a lot of thirsty men out there willing to do whatever it takes, including modifying their bodies to appear feminine to gain access to women. I remember a long time ago hearing a story about a gay guy that wanted a boy in his high school, but the guy wasn't attracted to him. So he became trans, and then the guy she now wanted began dating her. A story like that's going to make a lot of gay guys think about taking on female identities, which is going to help them attract a masculine man. Other men are going to see how woke culture is successfully helping them leave the incel category, and if they alter their appearance, then there are affirmative action programs available with six-figure salaries too. Because every company wants to do the socially responsible thing and have a token tranny in the office. Not to mention that masculinity is also being promoted as being toxic. As Oscar Wilde once said, everything is about sex, but sex is about power. If you can't have sex with anyone because of the way that you look, then you're powerless. If altering your appearance gives you sexual power, you're more likely to do it, especially if society gives you tons of attention, money, and support for doing so. So lesbian women are now trying to paint themselves as bigger victims than trans women. But they're finding out that no one cares because they aren't the biggest victims anymore. If this were the 1990s, yes, they would have been listened to and given support. Women aren't used to not being the biggest victims in society anymore, and now they're complaining, and they don't understand why there's a backlash against them. Because they won't let some trans lesbian bareback them. I wish the men's rights movement back in the day figured out that the best way to beat women at their own game is to out-crazy them. They were right when they were trying to depict men as the bigger victims, which is true. But society just naturally wants to take care and protect women instead. Trans women have the advantage of being seen as bigger victims as gay and lesbian people, but with the added victimhood of being women. This is only going to escalate, and universities want to welcome more trans people onto their campuses to appear to be inclusive. But if they sexually assault lesbians, they appear to be bigots if they try and stop them from doing so. Looks like lesbians on university campuses are stuck between a cock and a hard place. That's about all I've got to say on that topic. As for the second topic, here's what Jillian has to say, and I quote, "Hi Sandman, you've been doing a video about women every single day for the past 8 years, without a break. You should be in the Guinness World Book of Records for beating a subject to death. You are the most single-issue person in the entire world. Do you have severe OCD or something, where you have to do the exact same thing every day? That must be it. Most of the topics you do are pretty nonsense. There's bigger freight trains coming at us right now. Try talking about things like inflation, the mandates, Chinese housing bubbles, etc. Stop beating the same horse to death. Don't accuse me of being a blue pill man, because I'm not. I just don't subsist on red pills like you do. Although the red pills that you do are mostly just petty, dumb topics, seriously, try thinking about other things occasionally." Unquote. So Jillian and I both agree and disagree with your comments, and here's why. I hear from guys that only discovered my content a year or 6 months ago, sometimes only a few weeks ago. So yes, it's repetitive to you if you've been following me for quite some time. But believe it or not, there's still roughly 500 to 1,000 new subscribers in the various places I put my content up on each month. For them, it's brand new. Also, a lot of guys tell me that my daily content is like a maintenance truck, so they stay sober and don't go back to being a coochaholic. For many years, I myself needed to be reminded of female nature, or I would have slipped back into my simp ways. Yes, I have OCD and am probably on the spectrum, so it's easy for me to keep exploring the same content over and over again without ever getting tired of it. The advantage of this is that I can see the same thing 100 times, and then on the 101st time I see it, I can see something I never saw before. In the last few months, I've realized that the demographics of male-female relationships in nature are going to prove to be the most important issues of the 21st century. As the human population begins to decline globally, and governments scramble to get their birth rates up to keep up their tax revenue, the wealthier people become, the less they want to breed. The surplus of men out there need to understand what's only begun happening to them right now. Some are black-pilled and some are red-pilled. The blue-pilled chads keep plowing women without a care in the world. I strongly believe that men need freedom from women, and that's why I keep making my content. Besides, it keeps a place open for me to eventually promote my virtual sex system. Plus, don't forget that I inspired dozens of new content creators back in the day. I still do to some extent. A lot of things you want me to talk about I discuss in my one-on-one coaching sessions, so you won't hear them here. So maybe I can discuss the things you brought up with me there. Plus, don't forget that I do talk about inflation, investing, crypto, and what's going on in China all the time. I guess you don't listen to all my contents. I also talk about the COOF mandates, but don't talk about them too much, because YouTube will then throw me off their platform for medical misinformation. I only discuss other things besides women 20 to 30% of the time. When I've made my Traveling My Own Way series of videos, only 20% of viewers actually watch them. When I did 3 to 4 videos in a row, where it was an hour long plus a podcast, the views dropped roughly to 30% of what they were before. People generally come to my channel for short 10-minute soundbites about women. When I've tried to do different things, I would get tons of messages from people saying that I should stay in my lane and make the content I have always made because that's what they want. The first rule of marketing a product or service is to make sure people identify what it is easily. People go to the liquor store for alcohol. People go to the shoe store for shoes. People come to my channel and expect me to speak about women. Speaking of liquor, Julian, if you want to, you can always listen to Terrence Pop if you want different perspectives on tons of social issues. Him and Blake discuss politics, women, and the COOF, have tons of guests, and offer a variety of topics. But that's just not me. I get more views per video on YouTube and BitChute than he does by making mostly content about female nature in the beginning. The problem with covering current events all the time is that people can't really revisit your older content and find it relevant many years later. Back in the day, I used to take photos of animals, travel locations, and other things that didn't change, and put them up on websites. That way, when people search for them on Google, they would be able to find things that never changed. Therefore, the content was always fresh. I could use it over and over again millions of times, and a zebra was always going to be a zebra, just like a woman is always going to be a woman. Unless she's a trans woman, of course. LOL. But seriously, my channel is a testament to the one-track mind of most men. We think about women and reproduction way too much, and we're always tempted to go back to dating bad women, but the price of male freedom seems to be eternal vigilance from vagina. Most guys that listen to my videos come back to hear those one or two aha moments in each video where they felt the same way or observed the same things that I did, but just couldn't put them to words. or they observed a certain pattern of female behavior, but they thought they were going crazy seeing something that wasn't there, until I discussed it. Just remember that women are Wayne Gretzky when it comes to men. Gretzky said that the secret to being the best hockey player in the world was basically to figure out where the puck was going to be, and put himself there. While everyone else was trying to make things happen, he just appeared to be cherry-picking all the time. Suddenly out of nowhere, he'd be next to the net and tip the puck in. And that's why he's the greatest goal scorer in hockey history. Everyone thought he was cherry-picking and cheating in the day, but he was just using his brain and playing the game of probabilities based on what he thought was going to happen. That's what women do. They get into the positions in life that are the most potentially beneficial to them and wait for things to align in their favor. In a way, that's what the trans women I mentioned earlier are doing too. They're putting themselves into a place where they're the biggest victim and society simps for them. They play the victim game better than biological women because they identify as female, lesbian, and trans. Three different victim cards. While traditional lesbians are only female and lesbian, meaning that they have two victim points next to their name. It's absolutely funny to watch lesbian women lose at the Game of Oppression Olympics. I can't wait to see those lesbians bend over and get their hot beef erection injections. Maybe they just need to turn on their cognitive dissonance and pretend that they want them and that they're good for protection like a COVID shot. Maybe we shouldn't allow them to travel or shop until they prove that they aren't transphobic, if you know what I mean. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many incel men are sipping on soy and stripping into skimpy dresses to smash bull dykes from behind. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the transphobic lesbians they refuse to make them once upon a man's dreams come true by letting him, I mean her, come in her way. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.